Hey guys, welcome to the Rocky and Jiffy Show. I'm Rocky.
And I'm Jiffy, and you're listening to the Rocky and Jiffy Show. Can you believe the shit that's going on?
No, you want to talk about it? Stupid, it's not working.
Hi guys.
Hi.
Yay.
We're back.
We're back from in the back of Raquel's van.
So spacious.
It is very. I really like it. We're sitting up and our legs are not touching the other side of the van.
We're short. I think that's why.
No, we're not.
We're not short.
I am a fucking giant. You hear me? I am big. I am tall. I am hope smashed.
Yes.
So you speak for yourself when you say you're small.
I am small, but don't let that fool you. I am dynamite.
Oh, she winked her eye at me. I'm dynamite, bitch.
Good luck.
Yeah. So today we're going to be talking about toxic relationships or toxic situations. And we know that this is a touchy subject for both of us. And some parts of this may make us feel uncomfortable, but I feel like we have enough experience with toxicity that we're like well-versed that we can actually share it with other people so that you guys can just identify.
Yeah.
Be able to identify.
Because a lot of people don't know.
Yeah. Identify like different types of toxic personalities and like signs that you're in a toxic situation.
And it doesn't have to be like a boyfriend, girlfriend situation. It could be your parents.
Yeah. Parents, a business relationship, at work, friends. I think that this is going to be a doozy.
Wow.
Yeah. So first, just understand that no relationship is perfect, no matter what kind of relationship it is. But for the most part, a healthy relationship is something that makes you feel like secure, makes you feel happy, makes you feel free, and like you can be yourself. And ultimately, if you're not feeling those things, then you may be in a toxic situation.
Just might be.
So, we've come up with the dictionary definition of what toxic means.
The definition of a toxic relationship. Well, there's several. There's several ones. Which one should I read? B?
A.
A. Toxic. Something poisonous or something harmful or bad.
Yeah. And when you're talking about toxic in relationships, it's characterized by a couple of things.
Self-centeredness. Insecurity. Dominance.
I'm about to start snapping my fingers, baby.
It's bad.
Control.
Control.
And when you stay in, like, such a situation,
you stay toxic.
Yeah.
Everything starts, you know, falls apart, dysfunctional at best. That's an understatement.
It also does take two people to be in a toxic relationship.
Yeah.
Because, like, let's say if you're a toxic friend, you can't still be my friend if I don't allow you to be that.
Exactly.
So understand that, like, takes two people to be in a toxic situation. But typically, there's one person that's the recipient of that toxic behavior, whether, like, they're scared or don't know how to handle it.
Don't know how to communicate, how they feel.
Yeah. It can be bad. So what we did is we did a lot of research on different types of toxic people. And they have like these pretty little label names. We're just going to go through like the types of people. Now, I have a feeling that when we start going through these, I might see some characteristics of myself. Because I feel like at times, overall, I don't think that I'm toxic, but at times I feel like I can be. And I think it's towards certain people. Maybe like I'm reciprocating some sort of energy. I don't know.
Wow.
Oh, I'm just trying to be honest with myself.
Well, no, that's very good. I'm perfect.
Okay.
There's no way I am toxic. I don't know if any of y'all know, but I was born in a fairy, fairy forest. I am a fairy. I'm Tinkerbell's friend. So there's no way that I am toxic. But whatever. No, I probably, as we're going through it, I'm pretty sure I'm going to see something. I hope I'm not narcissistic. Is that the word?
Yeah, narcissist.
It? Oh, Lord.
Those are the worst
are the worst types of people.
Man, one day we'll talk about, like, narcissistic behaviors and different characteristics. Like, those people are really hard to, like, get away from. They're so charming. Oh. And they are, like, they can be what you need them to be. Oh, my gosh. They're like, beautiful people. And then they just turn on you in a second.
Good God. God.
Yeah.
I want nothing to do with that.
Oh, I've been there, done that. So the first type of toxic personality or person, they have these labels,
mm-hmm.
is a belittler. And that's somebody who, like, constantly degrades you. Like, they say, like, nasty, mean things mm-hmm. to you. And then they say, like, I was just playing with you.
Mm-hmm.
But then they say it in front of, like, your family while you're, you know, you're at the Christmas party.
Yeah.
And they make you feel really bad. They say something about your weight or whatever. Yeah. They say,
oh, my goodness.
They try to disguise it as a joke. And then they say, well, you're lucky to have me, you know, for somebody that would tell you the honest to God's truth.
No. That's not how you tell somebody the truth.
If I'm fat, like, find another way to tell me. Don't tell me in front of my family. But that's like...
Yeah. They're always... And I have seen people. Like, I have seen people in my circle come for other people because they were overweight or they just didn't like them. They couldn't even tell me why they didn't like them. It's just like, as soon as the person came in the room, they would go, they just go for him.
Mm.
It's like, what is the deal? Leave them alone. If you know that they're taking you out of your character like that, get up and go somewhere.
You
go home.
If your energy is right, it's hard to be around those types
of
people.
Exactly. It really is.
And sometimes I see, like, people who are around somebody who is a belittler who, like, they just kind of take it and are very passive about it and they don't really know what to do and they just suck it in and they start to believe it.
Yeah.
And that can be dangerous if, like, if you're around somebody that strong of a belittler and you don't really have, like, enough self-esteem, mm-hmm. you start to believe that. Mm-hmm. And it can be very, very dangerous.
Very dangerous. Because they come off to you as a friend.
Mm-hmm.
They'll tell you things like, look, no one else told you, but I will. I'm not going to let you go out looking. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And before you know it, it's...
And then it's like... You feel like, oh, well, it's hard for me to understand. Why did you say this in front of, like, 30 people? If you wanted to tell me, you could have told me in private. And then they switch it, and they're just like, no, I was just doing it for your best interest. It was just a joke. I didn't mean it that way. And then you, like, forgive them, and then it gets worse and worse and worse.
That's horrible. I don't like belittlers.
Have you ever, like... been around somebody
who has a bad temper or short fuse?
Oh, yeah, of course. I feel like I might be one of those people.
Really?
Well, I think, it depends. Mm-hmm. It depends. It really does depend, like, who it is. I can be very toxic, but I feel like I can be toxic if my energy is not aligning with that person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're somebody who is constantly, like, nitpicking at me and I feel like you're, like, coming after me mm-hmm. for whatever reason, you're going to get that bad part of me. Like, and I think what it means to, like, be short-fused and just be unpredictable, we see that a lot at the mm-hmm. hospital. Like, you see people who walk on eggshells. Mm-hmm. There is somebody that I'm very close with that there are some things that I won't say to them
mm-hmm.
because I'm afraid of how they're going to respond. I don't want to argue with you. I don't want you to blow up in my face.
Yeah.
These types of people, you feel like you have to walk on eggshells with them because anything that you say, like, it can go left field.
Oh, yeah. Then, yeah.
It's like walking on a fucking mine.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
A mine?
A minefield.
Minefield.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, girl, I was thinking about the clowns.
Jeez.
What? Minefield. You know, Minecraft.
Exactly.
If Minecraft, did it blow stuff up?
Yes, they can. They can. Yeah. You can attack each other with your little swords and such. Yeah. So, I'll let you have it.
So far, you guys know about the belittlers.
Okay.
And the people with the bad tempers.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Next, we have the guilt inducers. This is like the grandmas. Well, the grandma had the grandfather call you and say, well, Raquel, you know, your grandma, she's so upset with you because you didn't come to dinner on Sunday.
Yeah.
And she is just, oh my God, I don't understand what's going on. Yeah. She's been in her bed crying and carrying on.
Yeah.
Those are the guilt inducers.
And I have been raised by a lot of guilt inducers. My godfather, I'm not trying to say like, you know, I'm not trying to talk about my personal life, but.
You can.
Good Lord. It's like, just say talk about the problem short and sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And say, you know, just don't do that. And just, you know, keep it pushing. Not like 20 minutes down the road. Yep. I'm going to keep saying it so you remember.
Mm-hmm.
Not to do that again.
And like puppeteering other people in the family.
Yes.
Well, you know, like the parents who use the youngest child.
Oh.
Have you ever seen that in the movies?
They use
the child to be like, oh, well, you know, mommy said like to guilt the daddy or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, mommy said that, you know, she got really upset. She was crying really bad when you brought that other lady over. Like, some parents use their kids.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, they do. You don't do that, do you?
No, I don't. Okay, but it has been done to me.
Oh, man.
And I pray to God to this day that my daughter does not catch on.
Oh.
Because she's a lot like her father.
Mm.
That's right. You did it. I'm going to just call you out, Neil. You did it twice. And I pray to God that that little girl don't come for you one day. Because I don't care how big you are. I don't care what you say. But you were wrong. And God will use whatever he needs to bring us to our knees.
He manipulated her into telling you something?
No, he just used her right in front of me to help his own ass. When I said...
And she loves daddy.
She has no idea.
Yeah,
she was just telling what she was doing. And I guess he didn't have enough time to like, you know, hey, you know, whatever. So I call, hey, sweetie, what you doing? Oh, I'm trying on dress with daddy's friend. Get home. And I'm like, you know, we're still married, right? So who is so-and-so? I've never met her. Oh, well, you know, Kaylee, you know, next time. You know better than me. You see what I'm saying? Through his own daughter.
And right now, he's got them to the point where they're not telling you anything about his personal life.
No.
That feels very toxic.
That's why God parted us.
Yeah, God removed you from that bullshit. God's gonna make a way.
Make a way.
And then you have those people who are like the overreactors and then the deflectors.
That might be me.
You're overreactor? Oh, I believe this. I believe this.
Overreact. And I've been told this a lot. I don't know.
You blow things out of proportion.
I don't mean to.
And you make somebody feel really guilty because of like how you went about it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You like start crying and shit.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's Give me an example.
I can't even come up with an example, but I know that I've done it. I've done it, and I feel so bad afterwards. You know, like I don't know about you, like when I'm laying in the bed and I'm going through my day, that's when it'll pop up. Like, oh man, I did that.
But is it like to the point where, like, say for instance, I come to you and I say, I'm just so, like, upset that, say we went through a situation, and then you turn around, and I feel like I do this, you turn around and you're like, no, well, this is how it made me feel. It made me feel this way. So you're disregarding my emotions because of how bad you feel.
Exactly.
So I came to you trying to get comfort for my emotions, mm-hmm. but in return, now I feel bad, so I'm comforting you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Rocky.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like that too, especially like in a spouse relationship.
Not all the time, but I mean, yeah.
I'm a big deflector.
You are?
Hell yeah. Yes. Motherfucker, come to me with your issues.
I can deflect.
If I feel very uncomfortable, mm-hmm. I will make it. Of course. If I feel uncomfortable, I will turn it back on you. Like, you did. Look how you made me feel. Yeah. You cheated on me 6 times. And yeah. I forgave you. And look at how I feel. But we're not talking about that right now. But I'm bringing this up because I'm deflecting and I'm trying to get away.
I don't want to deal with what you saw in me.
Mm-mm, no.
We're going to deflect. Well, that's just like how you did 3 months ago when I told you not to do it. You felt comfortable. Now you're coming for me? Mm-hmm. Oh, no. This is not how this is going to play out.
Mm-hmm. See, we're doing things that we didn't even know was toxic.
Man.
When I started reading this stuff, I started to feel like, you know what? I need to reassess my life.
My kids do this.
Oh, man.
Damn. We need Jesus.
Or like somebody who avoids, this is also like a form of control. Somebody who avoids like your calls or talking to you, won't talk to you for like a day or two. They like gain control over you because you go crazy and you're like calling them and texting them like, where are you? They're not responding to anything until they feel comfortable and better to talk to you.
Wow.
I've had that in a relationship.
I have never.
Man, I mean, just like disappear on me. Don't talk to me for days and don't talk to me until he feels better.
I'm sorry. Yep, that has happened to me. Mm-hmm. When I would say, at the very beginning, sometimes a toxic relationship has nothing to do with a boyfriend or a girlfriend. It could be your parents.
Mm-hmm.
I was raised by some toxic adults.
Wow.
They adapted. You know, I guess maybe it happened to them. They were raised that way.
Mm, some people don't know how to break the cycle.
Some people. Well, how do you know to break the cycle if you've been doing it forever and no one stopped and said, hey.
You figured out a way.
Exactly.
I figured out a way.
I disappeared.
They could have figured out a way too.
Okay.
Shit, we're not going to make excuses for these toxic mm-hmm. people today. Mm-hmm. Not today, baby.
Not today. Y'all need to change. Take on another toxic type. Change something.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other one?
The over-dependent partner.
Okay, explain that one to me, because I kept reading it. I even had to look it up. I'm a little slow, but that don't mean I can't learn. I can learn.
The over-dependent partner is somebody who gains control over you by needing you for everything. Like, say, for instance, well, I need you to wash my clothes. Well, no, I can't eat unless you cook. Or no, I can't make a decision on my own. Mm. So I need you so much that it becomes toxic to you.
Yeah.
Because you feel like, well, goddamn, this bitch can't cook all. Like, I got to be here for her. Mm-hmm. Like, you feel like I can't live without you.
Mm.
So you have to be there for me, and that's why you're still here. You're not here because you love me. You're here because you, well, my friend, she needs me. If she doesn't have me, she's going to fall apart.
Oh, my God.
And so I know you've seen situations like that. Parents do that all the time to their kids. Yeah.
You guys, your mommy needs you. I love you guys so much.
That's not toxic, though. Don't say that you're toxic. You're not toxic because of that. This is, like, to the point where, like, where you are controlling them because you need them. Like, say, for instance, you're, like, going to, if you're older and they put mm-hmm. you in assisted living.
Mm-hmm.
But before they put you in assisted living, they need to actively physically take care of you. And if they don't, you're, like, bashing them. Like, well, Kaylee, why didn't you fucking give me a shower? Wow. I need a fucking shower. Like,
wow,
the toxic stuff mm-hmm. is, like, this is not like the simple, like, oh, bamboozling them. Of course you love them and you need them. Like, but this is like, I'm guilting you into staying with me because I made myself completely dependent on you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Are you shocked?
Yeah. Wow.
And then on the other foot, you have the people who are, like, controlling by being independent. Like, those people, and I feel so bad that I am this person.
You are.
I am.
Because you're independent?
Well, in the sense of, like, being toxic,
mm-hmm.
the independent person is, I'm going to do what I want to do no matter what. And this type of person, you can't really depend on for commitments. So, say, for instance, well, I'm not 100% this person.
Mm-hmm.
But say, for instance, we have a podcast to do every Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
If I was completely like, no, I'm just going to do what I want to do, and I keep you in limbo, and you're just like, no, Jeff, we got to get this podcast going. We got to get it going. We got to get going. But you can't because we're a pair.
Yeah.
And we can't, you can't do a two-person podcast with one person.
Exactly.
And so if I'm like saying, I'm just going to do what I want, like I can't commit to it, that leaves you in limbo because I'm so independent to the point where how are you going to have this partnership without me? Imagine people who like are in relationships like this.
Like this. Wow. That's a lot.
Mm.
I actually know of at least two, actually. In full swing.
Damn.
We'll never leave, they say. Because I fear, they said, I fear what you're going through right now. I said, what? I fear what you're going through right now. I'd rather stay.
Oh, no.
That's what they said. I would
they
rather
don't
stay.
They don't want to go through a divorce?
Yeah, they don't want to go through a divorce.
A divorce is freeing, okay?
What I went through. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I cried.
Mm.
I cried. I was still sucking that man's dick when he left for the military. So, yeah, I cried. I cried. But I wake up today, 2 years later, with one foot in front of the other, with my kids on the other end of the phone, with God in my heart. Yeah, y'all can leave.
I remember when you were going through this process and I stopped you in the hallway and I was like, I admire you so much. I remember when you were telling me how much you love that man. And then the next week it was like, you know what? He's leaving me. And it was like, what am I going to do? And I'm like, nope, you got it. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. There was a point where you didn't think that you could do it, but you did it. You
I really didn't think I could. It's just like, I don't know. My goings from my comings.
I have seen what divorce does to people.
It'll either make
if
you or break you.
Yes, exactly. If you are strong, you can come out of it. Mm-hmm. I have literally seen this woman grow from like, I'm sorry, but like this dependent housewife to this independent, strong woman who makes her own money, has a commitment, takes care of her kids no matter what. Like, you, if she can go through this, when she's been with this man for like her half of her lifetime.
Yeah.
She grew up with this man, didn't know. Can I tell your business a little bit?
Yeah, sure, fine. Okay. I've been with him since he was straight out of high school, 19.
She didn't know how to pay no bills.
Nope.
Didn't know how to write a check. Didn't know how to budget. She was completely financially dependent on him. Completely emotionally dependent on him. Didn't look for love nowhere else. Was very like...
Not hit on all the time.
Yeah. She is a dick magnet, people, okay? She is a... Men love you.
I don't see how. I'm over here just...
You're just so modest.
I guess. Yes. Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Thank you.
You can... Anybody can bounce back from divorce. Divorce can be a beautiful thing. It can be a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Because that's your celebration, your liberation mm-hmm. from somebody who was very toxic.
Yeah.
Think about it. People don't get divorces if it's not a toxic relationship.
Exactly.
If it's something that you can live with for the rest of your life and you can be happy and you can be free, then it wouldn't be toxic and you wouldn't get a divorce or even consider a divorce.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
And here you are,
mm-hmm.
toxic-free.
Toxic-free. I was just telling someone the other day, that man walked out of my life, broke my heart, my world fell apart. That was the best thing that ever happened.
Best. I can see it. When you were in your marriage, had your friendships flourished like they do now?
No. I always felt like... I always felt like if I wasn't in the kitchen, if I wasn't changing a diaper, if I just didn't look like I was being productive because he was being productive outside of the home. And, you know, like he'd come home, he'd be like, that's it. I'm done. I've done my work for the day. Sorry, I can't help you.
See, those types of like mannerisms and those words, like they seek into your mind and mm-hmm. they stay there. And then you start to think like, well, I'm not good enough because I'm not the breadwinner.
Exactly. That's exactly how I felt.
I can't do anything because I'm not providing. But exactly. like, I know that taking care of kids
is a job in its own.
I had to learn that when I can make a public apology to D because I was telling him I was the one making the money and mm-hmm. he was just like boxing mm-hmm. and you know, boxing, you may get a fight every couple of 3 or 4 months. And, it just wasn't consistent, but he was taking care of the kids full time. And I would go home and be like, okay,
this?
Where's my food?
Why is this toy over here?
Yeah. I guess I didn't understand mm-hmm. until like we completely separated mm-hmm. and I had to take care of these kids on my own.
Oh God.
So I'm sorry, D. You'll probably never listen to this, but I'm sorry.
Damn, it's rough. The kids, they'll turn on you.
Oh yeah.
Be safe, parents. They're so
cute.
They'll turn on you.
They'll keep chicken nuggets in the back of your van on the okay. floor. Won't even pick it up.
Unless you want something to see and eat it. Get that out of your mouth. And then there's the user. God damn.
The dreamy person. The person of your dreams. Seems like the perfect person. That's if you're in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Until, you remember that song by Destiny's Child? I said yes to your mama and yeah. yes to you dating yes. me. But when I say no, not tonight, you acted so ungratefully. The first time okay. I said no was like I never said yes.
Okay.
That's the user. The moment that you say no.
Pick and choose.
They're like, no, mm-mm. I'm out of here.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Mm-mm.
I don't want that.
They're using you. Oh, God.
No, I've been there. Like the user on the playground with kids.
Mm.
And actually, one of my kids was in a toxic relationship. I had to put a stop to it real quick. The child, I was in the other room folding clothes when I heard this child say, you know what? If you don't want to play that game that I want to play with, I'm leaving.
Oh, no.
So my son said, we already played your game.
Oh,
I said,
no.
This one. The child said, fine, I'm leaving. If you want me to play with you, you better come and get me. I walked out. I said, that's okay. I got 5 on speed dial right now. I'm calling somebody right now. We'll see you later. Tell your mom and dad I said hi. We'll see him at church. Told my son, I said, don't you shed a tear. Your mama got this. I got him 4 people over at that house that day. Please, user, get on somewhere. They start out as children.
Yeah. That's sad. We see them start out as little children and then adolescents.
Little kids.
I actually had a friend who went days, sometimes weeks, sometimes months without talking to me. But the moment that it became convenient and I was needed for little things like, oh, can you refer me to this person mm-hmm. or can you write this letter for me or if I could do something mm-hmm. for him. And that was not a good friendship.
Mm.
But when I wasn't needed anymore.
Exactly.
When I wasn't needed anymore,
you felt cold shoulder?
Yeah. And I was like, wait.
You can almost kind of get
not
addicted.
Real friends.
You can almost get addicted to that.
Oh, yeah.
Because you were such a hero.
Yes.
Were you not?
Yes.
No one could have done it.
Yeah.
No one could do what you just did.
Exactly. Those are the words. Like,
damn,
I would ask such and such, but I can't.
You.
Yeah, I would ask such and such, but I can't. I feel like you write the best letters. Or you cook the best food. I feel like,
I like it when you do it.
Yeah. Nobody else can make me feel this way. I don't trust anybody else.
Yeah.
So I'm like okay, superhero Jiffy, I'll save you.
Okay.
And then, wait, where you going? You got what you needed? You got everything? Oh. Okay,
hey.
Well, let me know when you need something again.
Hey, I made dinner. You want to, no? Okay. All right, bye.
Have a great life.
Shit.
And then 3 months later, I'm still here. Like, okay. it's very addictive, especially, like, somebody that you hold so dear in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
They're using you. They don't feel the same way about you, obviously.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's kind of sad.
And God knows, I love to help people.
It's kind of sad.
I love to help people. And I would get a user. Lord, keep them away.
And then there's the possessive paranoid controller. Did you get that one?
No.
The labels are really weird.
Yeah. I think I may have skipped over that one.
So it's someone who in the beginning pretends to be like a little jealous, and you know, that's sometimes that's a little cute. Like say if it's your friend, like, oh, you know, like we're friends, mm-hmm. and let's just say I'm like toxic, okay, and I'm paranoid. And in the beginning of our friendship, I'm like, no, wait, you can't have other friends. Like, no. And you're just like, that's so cute. You only want me as your friend. And then eventually it's like, no, you cannot have
any friends. Any friends. No one can come over.
I'm your best friend. I'm all that you need. You don't need anybody else. Anybody else that comes around you, they're not going to treat you like I treat you. They're not here for you, Raquel. You see what I'm saying? If she was really your friend,
why is she asking you? She would be here.
If she was really your friend, she'd be here in the back of the van with you.
Okay.
You don't need any other friends but me. People unfortunately experience this in their households, like from their spouses, from their friends, from their parents. Those parents who manipulate those kids, who you don't need any friends. All you need is your mommy and your daddy. Then those nasty ass incestuous relationships.
Listen to me,
Norman Bates.
Wow, yes. I have another one. I have one better than Norman Bates. Mm-hmm. Although Norman Bates ended up in Blood, correct?
Mm-hmm.
But this one was still just as bad. Talk about controlling. I used to live in, well, where I met my ex was back in Warren, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm working at Walmart. That's where I saw him, in the big and tall section, pushing baskets.
Oh.
I look over because I hear snickering. This woman, a grown woman, Jiffy, is pushing her basket. Her man is walking behind her with his right hand on her left shoulder. His head is down, looking at his feet as he's walking. His eyes are closed. She says, when she gets to the register, because you know me, I'm crazy. Girl, what the hell is going on? Is he blind and y'all forgot his walker?
You did not. I most certainly did.
I need to know what was going on. I'm nosy. We all know this. That woman opened up her mouth to say, he's like this because he's not going to have any friends. And I'm not lying to you. He's not going to have any friends. He doesn't need any friends. And he's not going to get a girlfriend.
What?
That's why he's doing this. That man never looked at me. I worked there for 3 years. I don't think he knew anybody. And the most embarrassing thing, hold your pants. Both of his mama and his daddy worked there at that Walmart.
Oh, my goodness.
And they had to see that shit. They couldn't talk to him. Because his woman said, and when he went to work, she held his wallet. What would he need his wallet for if she already made him lunch?
My God.
She would go out to sometimes we'd see her at the club.
She would go out, and he was not there.
Was nowhere to be found. He had to ask for permission to go to his parents' house. Eating up of everything she could reach for one.
See, the insecurities do that.
Yeah, she was very insecure.
Insecurities allow people to be toxic and controlling, because people can, with insecurities, they can make you feel guilty. Mm-hmm. They can, I'm sad and I can't work out and I can't do anything to support myself, and I need you.
Yeah.
People manipulate you with their insecurities. Yeah. They control you with their insecurities.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Don't call that person. Don't text that person. Don't pick up your phone. It's like, I can't.
I know for a long time, for me, being in toxic relationships, I was just like, well, maybe this is what I deserve.
I felt that way too. When I was younger, when I grew up with my mom, she was very, very toxic and manipulative. And you remember the other day I was telling you that for a long time, I thought that it was very normal for parents to call their kids bitches.
Oh my God. Yeah. I remember asking
a little girl, like at school, and I was like, wait, your mom doesn't call you a bitch? Like, you know, my mom called me a bitch all the time.
I can't even call my kid a turd.
Mm.
For being.
I thought that was the normal. I didn't know that wasn't okay. Well, thank God.
Oh, man.
So now we can share people like... Exactly. What the signs of toxic...
When we would make our godmother angry, she would stop talking to us for days.
Oh, the silent treatment is really toxic.
She would literally go in her room 5 days. I know good and well, if any of my siblings are listening, y'all can text in, leave a little message, whatever, after we air the podcast, but they will back me. She would disappear, and guests would have to go and see if she was ready to talk to us after days. And that would be me. They'd all, like, you know, pick the sticks, and I was the one, because she loved me so much. I was her breath of fresh air. But when I got pregnant...
My breath of fresh air, too.
Wedlock, bitch couldn't look me in the eyes.
Wow.
She would literally come to my job and praise my other siblings right in front of me.
Mm.
And walk away and say,
yeah, that's
well,
very toxic.
This. And I told her, I said... You're no mother. You cannot be a mother to anybody. Because my blood mother that left me in your care, I bet you right now she's formulating her ashes. She's going to come back and kick your motherfucking ass. Because no mom says shit like that.
Mm-mm.
We've never talked since. She tried to hold on to my mother's ashes. Personal pictures. Just anything for some control. The minute she'd see me buckle, we couldn't answer the phone without knowing who it was. She'd walk right up into our ear that the end of the phone was on and be like, who is that? Who is this? Who is this?
Wow.
Oh, hey, Karen. Here, give me the phone. You don't need to talk to them.
Wow.
And walk into the, and just keep going. I never want to be around that woman ever again.
So just to recap those personalities, those types of people. There's the belittler. There's the bad temper.
Mm-hmm. Short fuse.
The guilt inducer.
Mm.
The overreactor and the deflector.
Mm-hmm.
The overdependent partner. That's the funniest to me.
That is like, isn't that like, how do you do that? You have to have a plan.
That's not funny. I'm sorry. But when I think of overdependent partner, I think about the person that you were just talking about.
Yeah.
The independent controller, sorry. The user and the possessive paranoid controller. So I think that's just a summary to help you, like, to look at the types of people that you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you can't pinpoint a type of person based off of that, we got signs for you.
Okay.
We have signs for what it means to be in a toxic relationship or situation. And again, that's with your family, your friends, your people at work, or your spouse.
Yeah.
And there's tons of them, and we can pick and choose which ones we want to share, but let's start.
Yeah.
All take, no give is one of them.
The what?
The all take, no give.
Oh, God.
Mm.
Ugh, that's horrible.
And that's basically like, you know, I'm just taking from you. That's it. I'm not giving you anything. Yeah. Yeah,
I
have it.
Oh, I know you're cool about it. You know me.
Oh.
I'm good for it. Can I have this? Can I have this? Always asking. Hey, can I borrow 10 until next week?
But never give it to me.
Never give it to me. And God forbid if I ask for anything. Ooh, you know what? I want that. Hey. You owe me money. Can you come? What? Oh my God.
Or like in a relationship too, or in a parent. That's the worst. Like where the kid is, like for me, as a kid, I thought that, you know, I was the only one who was trying to work on the relationship. Me and my mom had to go to counseling for a very long time. She lied her way through counseling.
Oh my God.
And I'm just like, here I am giving it my all. And I'm not getting that reciprocated back. That sucks.
Jesus.
If that's you horrible. Are feeling drained, that is a sign that you're in a toxic relationship.
Sapped of your energy.
Yeah. You're not feeling happy. You're not feeling productive. Mm-hmm. You're always like emotionally and mentally drained. It's time to reevaluate this situation, whatever the situation is.
Mm-hmm. Y'all both in the same house, but y'all on two ends of the house.
Because
y'all trying to avoid each other. You'll do anything so that the other person doesn't have to say nothing.
There's tons of things that can make you feel drained. I think overall, if you feel drained.
Yeah, persistent unreliability.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Mutual reliability is important in building trust and is at the core of any good relationship.
If you're experiencing, like, constantly, you can't rely on this person, you can't rely on this person, you need them for something and they're just not there, that's a sign.
Yeah.
I've experienced that. Like, if you're the first person that I call when I need something and you don't answer the phone, and I barely call anybody if I need anything, that's a sign. Oh, I should not move forward in this type of situation.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Also, if there's lack of trust.
True.
If you have a situation with someone, a friendship, and, you know, you can't trust me, or you know that there's a lack of trust in that entity, that's a sign that it's a toxic relationship.
I have felt like being with someone, and I was always uneasy.
Mm.
I just could not, like...
Either you didn't trust them or they didn't trust you?
Yeah, I just could not. So I was like, you know what? Neither one of us are willing to say anything about the awkward elephant in the room. I'm gonna chunk a deuce. I'm getting out.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard, though. Not everybody is going to be able to leave.
Exactly.
But we do want to help you guys realize, like, if you're in a toxic situation.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's, like, that overall lack of trust, then you're probably in a toxic situation.
Mm-hmm. I know this one's a little further down the list, but I just could not get my... it's just nonstop narcissism.
Oh, yeah.
If the other party's interest in the relationship is really just reflection of himself or herself, it is impossible to achieve any kind of balance.
Yeah. If you're in a situation where you feel like it's all about that other person, it's all... Look, Spider-Man. I was watching Spider-Man. Amazing. I was watching Spider-Man 3 the other day with Cairo. And... I love this movie.
I cannot stand Spider-Man.
Like, well, it's Mary Jane.
Heart.
Well, Mary Jane, his fiance, he actually was trying to propose to her. She went to the restaurant, and she actually had lost her show on Broadway. And she was like, "What's the occasion? Like, why are we at this nice restaurant?" And he was just like, "Oh, it's a special occasion." He was going to propose to her, but in talking, he was like, "Oh, you're a star. You're on broadcast." She was like, "Well, I don't feel much of a star." He said, "Look, I understand how you feel. Everywhere I go, kids are screaming, 'Spider-Man, Spider-Man, Spider-Man.'" She's like, "Wait, everything is not always about you." But she had to say this twice in the movie. This isn't about you. And he's just like, "Spider-Man, Spider-Man, this Spider-Man."
Spider-Man wasn't even listening.
So narcissist.
He's like, "Everywhere I go."
Yeah. If you're in a relationship where you experience that, where it's all about the other person.
They're all saying
all about Spider-Man. Your mom. It's all about your dad. Like, everything is about them. They don't care about you. They don't care about your emotions. Then that's probably a sign that you are in a toxic relationship. It can happen with friendships, one-sided friendships.
Mm-hmm.
I call you all the time. This is about me.
Yeah.
It's about me. Oh, my God. I am that person. Remember our last podcast?
You're that person.
Remember I said that I wanted a boyfriend who the relationship is about me?
Damn, you sure did.
I'm toxic.
No.
This relationship is about me.
You could have some toxic ways.
I have toxic ways.
I know.
Steer clear, guys. If you're not in it for it to be all about me, you are not the one.
Oh, my goodness. And gentlemen, men, all you sexy men out there, I just want to let you know that I don't know. It does not have to be about me. I seem to work better behind the scenes. So just remember that.
Okay, that can mean tons of things.
Just remember that. I don't need to be out in nowhere. And it doesn't need to be all about me. I just want him. Is that weird? I just want to love
somebody. You just want to love your man. Please your man.
Yeah, I just want to, you know, love him.
Mm.
Massage him.
Lots caress him.
Caress him.
Lick him.
Oh, yes.
Suck him.
Suck him.
Sorry, we got sidetracked. If you constantly feel disrespected, like continuously disrespected.
He always told me he could never respect me.
That's not right.
He always would say that.
I've had somebody tell me that I can't respect you.
I cannot respect you.
Why the fuck you can't respect me? I can respect myself.
Not one, motherfucker. One, two, and thing three. Over here.
Here's the thing. What I found is if you respect yourself, then it's easy for other people to respect you.
Okay.
So if you're in a situation where you feel like it's constant disrespect or like not a mutual respect, you're probably in a toxic relationship. If somebody verbalizes to you, I cannot respect you.
Yeah, that's a toxic.
Or if somebody I actually had somebody verbalize to me that I feel like you don't respect me or you don't take me seriously. That may be some underlying insecure issue. I'm not sure, but I don't think that's the truth.
No. It's crazy. Lack of communication.
Oh, if there's no communication, there's no relationship.
Period. I know with me, I can drop the ball with communicating.
You can.
It's so hard.
How have you been married for like 20 years and you don't know how to communicate?
I just feel like we're
together for so... Maybe you're like free of communication.
Huh?
You're like free. Like you're just I'm divorced now. I don't need to communicate with anybody. Fuck all y'all. I've been talking for too long.
For too long, goddammit.
I don't want to say anything else.
Yeah, I'm still working on communication. It's just, I think about the situation, that something that I need to talk to someone about. And just like
that. The words don't come out.
It's just like that. It's like the words literally just like fizzle.
My feelings are hurt when people don't talk to me. Like say I text you and you don't respond to me. I'm either going to A, my feelings be hurt and I write you off.
Now, how long are you waiting for a text back?
If a day or two goes by, I'm upset. I'm writing you off.
Okay.
I'm blocking you.
Okay.
If you don't respond to me or reach out to me, I start to get paranoid and think that you don't like me.
Oh, my God.
I never think about, like, oh, maybe she's busy.
I always think that.
Okay, well, I'm not just talking about you. I'm talking about other people, too. I had this booger on my eye all day.
No, I did tell you.
You did tell me. I didn't want to touch my face.
You don't want to touch your face.
No one else told me. I was in like a few people's faces.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I really thought you had removed it.
No, I didn't. I didn't want to touch
your face. Where's your mask, by the way? Just wearing it. Our lovely president has just declared that everyone wear the mask.
Oh, really?
It's 3 o'clock. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
My mask is right here. Are you blind?
I was just
thinking. I forgot what I was saying. No communication hurts my feelings.
No communication.
It hurts my feelings.
I don't think I've ever been taught how to communicate with people. Honestly. It's not that I don't care, because I do. I really do care. But I guess you just open your mouth and you just start talking about it, right? Is that how you communicate?
What?
See, right now.
I'm sorry.
Totally drifted off somewhere else.
I'm sorry.
What's the other one?
I mean, there's so many. We don't have time to go through all of these.
Drama.
Oh, my God.
It's always something.
You know what?
Oh, my God. It's almost like sometimes it's so bad. Sometimes you can almost, like, wake up and be like, yep. Something's about to pop off today. It's been 6 months. I know how she usually is. Something's going to piss her off. Here we go. Never ending.
Constantly.
Drama.
Like if you're in a relationship and your boyfriend's always accusing you of stuff.
It's your mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Go or, take a nap.
Why'd you answer that phone call? You don't have time for my phone calls.
You see her? You see these kids? Why is she on her phone? And she's not paying attention to her kids. What? Just something. Always.
If you feel unworthy, it's probably a sign that you're in a toxic relationship. Because if you're in a situation And whether it's your parents, your family, your friends, somebody at work, if you feel unworthy in any of those dynamics, it's probably because that person is making you believe that you are unworthy.
Wow.
Because we typically, some of us don't hold ourselves to like a higher standard. Mm-hmm. So we kind of reflect off of other people's opinions. But if for some reason you're feeling unworthy, then most likely you need to reevaluate your situation mm-hmm. and see if you believe it to be toxic or if there's a possibility for it to be toxic.
Wow. Toxic relationship.
We're shocked over here.
Yeah.
Or if you're like overall unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
Overall unhappy is a big sign. Mm-hmm. A big sign that you're in a situation that is not good for you.
To get out, yeah. You know, did I tell you that Allie said that I'm in the beginning stages of a toxic relationship?
Allie, people, is a lady on YouTube who does tarot card readings. She does them on a weekly basis.
Yes, she does.
And one day, it just so happened that Rocky put her phone in her pocket mm-hmm. and Allie started playing on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And Rocky did not. She did not previously listen to this. She didn't know who she was.
Exactly.
And ever since that day, we have been listening to Allie every single week. And yeah. we update each other on what's going to happen in our lives on a week-by-week basis. And yeah. so far, it has
been on point.
Yes.
So my cousin came over last night. Just a quick sidetrack story. Sorry about this, guys. But cousin came over. I was telling him. He was like, bullshit. I don't believe you. Play mine. Sagittarius.
Mm.
We turned that on. Not even 5 words that came out of her mouth. We both stood up and walked out of my apartment. We were freaking out. I said, bro, did you hear that? You called. You said that was bullshit. Bro, she's got your number. Either she's got a camera in your house or your ex and then called her and told her everything. Baby, she's got your number. He was like, I cannot believe this.
Mm.
So that's creepy.
Ali told me this week that, one, I have a I don't give a fuck attitude and that's going to hurt somebody's feelings.
Damn.
Which I believe to be true. And two, that my energy isn't aligning with another person.
Hmm.
So that those energies don't match.
Yeah.
So let's recap for today. So we went over
mm-hmm.
the types of
toxic relationships. And if you still couldn't, you know, put any character to one person, but you still feel like, then we went through, you know, the
some signs
of like,
there's so many signs. I think altogether we have like 90 signs.
Yeah.
If you feel like you are in a toxic relationship,
do anything right. That was me.
Oh,
I couldn't do anything right.
Oh, no. Or you feel like you're not good enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's,
we got to the point
the
of saying, our astrology signs say we don't even go together.
That's, and look, nowadays, that's the first thing I look at.
Okay.
Who am I compatible with?
This motherfucker said our signs don't go together? Oh, I'm not going to make this mistake again.
Whatever Leo is compatible with, that I'm looking at that.
Okay. What is compatible with?
Fire and water signs typically don't go together.
Okay. Mm, I would
so we went I know, right?
Yeah, because you get too out of control, you need some water to pull it up, put out the flames. But that's just us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So look, people, if you believe yourself to be in a toxic situation,
mm-hmm.
again, whether it's family, friends, at work,
yeah.
or your spouse, you need to, if any of these things resonate with you, you probably need to do some research and see if you believe that you're in a toxic relationship. Seek some counsel, and choose yourself first.
Exactly.
Choose yourself first and find a way out.
Mm-hmm. Get your girlfriends, get your guy friends. Surround yourself with positive people. That
yeah.
makes a big difference.
Yes. You have to find a way out. You have to start choosing you. See what makes you happy. See, I visualize yourself of how you want to be.
Yeah.
And if there's a certain way that you want to be and you can't be that person around someone else or a group of people, then you need to distance yourself. And I know you're saying like, oh, well, I can't not talk to my mom. I only talk to my mom like once a year. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You can distance yourself from people
mm-hmm.
who are toxic from
yeah.
you. You do not have to, you're not bound to anyone by blood
exactly.
or by relationship.
Yeah.
you literally have the control of yourself where you can say, you know what? I need to back away. Exactly. I don't need to talk to this person. I don't need to associate with them. It's your world. It's your world, baby.
Mm-hmm.
It's your world.
Make it what you want it.
I feel like I talked a lot.
You feel like that?
Did I talk a lot? Okay, guys. Thanks for listening.
Until next time.
Till next time.
Till next time.
We love you. Oh, my God. We did our analytics, and we really appreciate all of you.
Thank
men.
Everybody. Yes. Thank them all.
Oh, okay. All, everybody.
Everybody.
We thank everybody, but we are so shocked that men listen to us
I
more
can't believe
than
that.
Women.
That's awesome.
All you beautiful men out there.
I'm telling you what. It's true. They hear my voice. They know I'm serious. Y'all are all beautiful. Sexy.
We really appreciate the love and support. We have actually grown. We're on episode 8, but we have grown significantly in our listeners. And if you want us to talk about something in particular, all you have to do is go to our website and email us.
Mm-hmm.
Our website is www.rockyandjiffy.org. It is. That's not a question.
It is.
All right. Oh, you're going to hear it in the outro.
Yeah, in the outro. It does it all. Remember? We worked really hard on that.
We did. Okay, guys. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for tuning in. You can find us at www.rockyandjiffy.org. That's R-A-Q-Y, the letter N-J-I-F-F-Y.org. And don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe, bitch.